Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
And Zappe circling, spinning, and he'll be dropped for a sack. Away, got him. 10th of the season.
I think it's just the evolution of Odafe. I think he's grown up. You know, he's a guy who always had a lot of muscle in his body, but I think it's one of those things that he realizes that with his size, with his speed, and his athletic ability, that he can put on more weight. And, you know, the more weight you can, the faster you generate power with the ability to still have flexibility, bend, and all those other things. I think it was a natural growth for him, you know, to do for his career.
Nah, I mean, I think Dolph, I think you've seen him make plays. We had different personnel groupings and different positions in there trying to, you know, stop the run. But, you know, I got full confidence in Odafe and his ability. So I think his snaps will continue to grow.
Well, that's Zach Orr, Ravens defense coordinator, talking about Odafe Owe. And as his sack count started to dwindle here in 2025, prior to that, it was Chuck Smith, who everyone's going to have a signature move. That was his battle cry from a couple seasons ago. And okay. And then we heard last year Odafe Owe picking up his 10th sack of the 2024 NFL season. But you've all seen, read, heard the news that Odafe Owe was traded yesterday, physicals pending, to the LA Chargers, where the Ravens' flavor is pretty strong out there, for Gilman, the safety. Started at Navy, went to Notre Dame, who's been a contributor for them for 6 years. We'll get into his breakdown. Picks changing hands as well. Fifth to the Ravens, seventh to L.A. But Odafe Owe, five tackles, zero sacks in 2025. On his way to the Chargers, who've lost two in a row, by the way, after the great start. And I'll throw out a question I'm sure a lot of our audience is going to ask anyway. All right, you're a team that's already next to last in sacks. You need pass rushers. Why are you trading away a guy that has 23 sacks on his career? None this year, even though he's 33rd in pressure rate. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
That's impacted games.
Big time. Yeah.
Look, he's in the expiring year of his contract. Obviously, yeah. There's a lot of layers to it. But when you saw the news yesterday, were you surprised at all that the maneuvering here between the Harbaugh brothers and Joe, Ortiz, and of course Eric Acosta, and a lot of
Jesse Minter,
yeah, a lot of brosifs going on there.
I was not shocked. You know, I wasn't shocked. I was a little bit surprised, though. I was a little bit surprised to go to the Chargers. Not at all, because Joe Ortiz was here when they drafted him. Jesse Minter, you said, you know, Jesse was linebacker coach or working with the linebackers.
Yeah, he left right before Owe got here. I think he was here from 17 to 20.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of ties between the two organizations. And I'm sure, you know, Joe Ortiz or maybe Jim talked to John, you know, hey, we're both struggling right now. What do you, you know, we could use another safety, you know. Because the thing with Owe, Bob, we talked about it in the summer. What did we say? All right, he had 10 sacks. What do we think, you know, going into the season? What do we think? You know, we said anything above 8 would be good. And we said that We're going to find out if that was kind of an outlier, the 10.
Yeah, he had 13 combined prior to last season.
Yeah, and that's what he looks like now because he's not even sniffing a sack, you know, and the pressure. I mean, he can't win one-on-one, bottom line. I mean, he gets no pressure. He can't win one-on-one. And Bob, what's it going to say if he goes out there and starts kicking ass?
Well, there's a lot of things that could go into that one. Now, right now, as we sit here on October the 8th, do you expect that to happen?
No, I don't, because he can't bend. You know, he can't bend. And what do I mean by that? He can't naturally bend the corner because he plays high and he's kind of stiff. And he never sets up any moves. I don't like his game as a pass rusher. And apparently the Ravens don't either, Bob, because as you just mentioned earlier, his plays have dwindled each week. And this was, he added the weight because of Buffalo when he didn't get to play much because of Tavius. And when your play total is dwindling, Bob, when Van Noy's was out and all that stuff, you know, and you're not playing much, that says a lot.
So he's gone. Ravens bring in the safety.
Yeah.
Aloe Gilman, and if I'm mispronouncing his first name, which I probably am, I apologize.
Alohi.
Alohi, thank you. Aloha to you, Nolan McGraw. Alohi Gilman started at Navy, transferred to Notre Dame. He was there when Hamilton was a freshman in South Bend. And he was playing starter snaps, right, Nolan McGraw? I mean, his production, if you look at his totality of his career, it's got 5 sacks, 21 pass defense throughout his career. And he comes to Baltimore, which is beleaguered defense, and pass rush, one of the problems. But pass defense, maybe it's a byproduct of both issues. They've been dreadful as well. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson signed while we were on the air to the practice squad yesterday.
Yeah.
So how do we connect dots? And only get in on this one, too. Does this allow Kyle Hamilton to do more things closer to the line of scrimmage? Or is it more of an indicator that Kyle Hamilton might be more injured than we're led to believe?
That was the first thing that I thought, Bob, when I saw the trade. And like you said, they got Gardner when we were on the air. All right. And then when they brought in another safety, I said, Hamilton must be hurt worse. Because if you're bringing in two veteran safeties, because you already got Malachi Starks. So what do you need, you know, three for? So my gut told me that he was hurt worse and he's going to be out longer than we expected. And to me, when you say groin, you know, that could be sports hernia, which is 6 to 8 weeks, you know, and a groin takes a long time, especially a guy at a position where you're backpedaling, plant, drive, change of direction all the time. And then the other one is a good point that if you have the other safeties in there, you have Starks back there and you have, you know, one of the other two guys in there, then all right, Hamilton all of a sudden becomes a pass rusher kind of guy, blitzing and doing those things. So, you know, it's to me, it's one of the two things, and we'll find out more today, you know, about Hamilton's situation. Well, Harv's not going to say anything, but if he's not practicing, Bob, then it may be. If he's not practicing today, I'm guessing he's out till Chicago at least.
Through the bye, which is next week. By the way, the spread's still holding strong, 7.5. In favor of the Rams. What do you think there, Nolan? Yesterday's turn of events with the Ravens and their roster maneuvering here.
Well, I'm hopeful that it is, in fact, to try to boost the entire defensive picture, like you said. We all hope it's to get Kyle Hamilton more involved and strengthen your secondary at the same time. But I'm kind of with Vinny. I think just the nature of the injury, and even if Kyle Hamilton misses just one or two more weeks, I mean, what shape is this team in at that point? Do they even have a future for 2025? You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about they have slim playoff hopes right now. They lose another one or two games, which is a very real possibility here, then they're completely dead. So what was the point of all of this? I mean, as far as the trade itself, I can't really knock it. I mean, you gave up what? A seventh round pick and get a fifth in return. Both Owe and Gilman are on expiring contracts. Yep. So it's kind of a wash in that regard. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really disappointed to see Owe go by any means. And absolutely, this is not going to be another Matt Judon situation where a pass rusher leaves and succeeds or realizes their full potential elsewhere. I mean, Matt Judon, you could see the difference he made with the Ravens. It's just that he would always sort of cap out around 8, 9, 9.5 sacks, but he was a difference maker all across the field. Owe, you forget he's out there half the time.
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith's another guy that left and became like the mini Lawrence Taylor. But that being said, Ravens have 6 sacks on the season, and they just got 2 of them last week when they lost by 34 to the Texans. Where in the hell is the pass rush coming from against the Rams? Because we know Stafford, who, by the way, can extend plays and he's got all these crazy arm angles he can make throws. I mean, if you don't put pressure on him, chances are, what, 0.0? Well, Animal House style to get a win here?
I mean, Bob, we'll get into the film later, but defensively, I thought when their blitzing and man coverage was much more beneficial than when they were just rushing four and dropping everybody. I mean, hell, they were getting ding, ding, ding. You know, I mean, there was no pressure, and he was standing back there playing 7-on-7. So, they've got to start attacking. And who benefits from Owe being gone? All they have is Ajabo, Mike Green, Vannoy, and Tavius Robinson. All they got is 4, and those 4 are going to, you know, 3 of the 4 are going to take most of the reps.
Not encouraged by this turn of events, and the secondary is beleaguered as well. And if, like you guys speculate, and I have no idea, if Hamilton can't go, it doesn't really matter who you bring in at this stage. And we know that Roquan's out, so Teddy Buchanan's going to have the green dot anyway. So communication problems could be abound. Well, not communication. Well, you ever a rookie 5 games in trying to orchestrate a defense that's already up against it and on their heels and whatever cliche you want to use.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough deal, you know, for him to have to control all of that because, you know, Bob, he's controlling. You got Keon Martin, you know, you got Malachi Starks, you got TJ Tampa, who's basically a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you're shuffling around all Mike Green, who's a rookie. You know, I mean, that would be a nice defense for, you know, the preseason.
Yeah, other than that, everything's great. 410-583-1057. It's the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to get in? You can now at 410-583-1057. Also, could this trade be a sign of things to come for the Ravens in regards to maybe, hey, you want Mark Andrews?
Maybe I don't think others? They're there yet. Not yet.
44-10-ish loss to the Rams. Oh. Are they there? Or are you going to wait till after the bye? Hope Lamar's back and, you know, he puts on the cape and saves you in the second half of the season.
Well, I'm figuring 1-5 is a guaranteed right now, you know, and then we just, and then Bob, when you look at it, they got to go 9-2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I mean, can they do that?
Anywho, baseball. Last night, Anthony Santander ropes a 2-run single into right field at Yankee Stadium. Brilliant at bat against Rodon. Toronto goes up 6-1. I'm laughing. Give you a visual. I'm staring at my computer and my TVs. I had the Tigers game on at this stage.
Yeah, because of the rain delay.
Yeah, then I had the Yankees. I'm like, ah, ha, 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 screw you, Yankees. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Judge, speaking of Superman capes, nah, we're good. He broke out the hammer of Thor. And New York down 6-1. At first time all year, the Toronto Blue Jays have blown a lead where they were leading by at least 4 runs. So the Yankees win the game. They're back in it, 2-1. Still up against it. And we'll talk about that later on in the program. But Aaron Judge basically saved them all by himself. And their bullpen. New York's bullpen was brilliant yesterday. But Toronto still at an advantage. Keep in mind, even if they lose to New York, you go back to Rogers Center. But when you're up 2-0 and you get into game 5 clinching scenarios, that's the last thing you want to do. So the Yankees are still alive. And then the Seattle Mariners broke out the whipping sticks against Jack Flaherty. And the Tigers, they're now up 2-1. Remember, they lost the opener. And then you had Scooble in game 2. And Scott Jameson, our PD, was down at Horseshoe. Yes, we're good. I said, yeah, you stole a win last night. You should be. Nope. Now you're a game away from elimination. And Scooble, unless he wants to pitch out of the bullpen in some scenario to keep you alive, he's not going to be hitting the post at the start of a game. So the Mariners looking to close things out. National League resumes today, so we got 4 baseball extravaganzas as we're creeping closer to the championship series. Maryland back on the field, taking on Nebraska, still getting 6.5. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, will preview that with him as Maryland looks to bounce back after blowing a 20-0 third quarter lead against Washington. If they would have won that game, they'd be ranked as we speak. They didn't. They're not. Didn't even get votes in the top 25. So if you want to get in, you can. Adape Owe, moving on. Are you upset with it? And who could be next if the Ravens season continues to circle the drain?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.